Hey everyone, my name is Ross and this is your Daily Nerd Devo. Today, I want to talk about a scene from 2013's Man of Steel that has stuck with me the most over the years. It's not the first time that Superman flies, even though that's really cool. It's not the crazy fight scene that takes place in Metropolis and what feels like 9 different IHOPs. No, it's a flashback to 9-year-old Clark Kent when he's in class and he starts getting overwhelmed by his powers. It's a crazy scene because the teacher walks up to him and she begins to ask him a question. And as he looks at her, he begins to see her skeleton, which is terrifying for a 9-year-old. He begins to see the musculature behind her skin. And as he begins to look around at his classmates, he sees the same thing on them. He begins to hear and even see their heart pumping in their chest. While this is going on, a kid begins to tap his fingers, and that begins to sound like drum beats in his ears. He hears the clock ticking on the wall. He hears a dog barking outside. And it becomes so much for Clark that he sprints out of the room. And he runs down the hallway and he ducks into a supply closet and locks the door. Of course, the teacher and all the classmates follow and they gather around outside the door. The teacher begins to bang on the door saying, "Clark, let me in." And all of this chaos becomes so much for young Clark Kent that his eyes begin to glow red, which is terrifying because we all know what happens when Superman's eyes glow red. And we think we're about to see an elementary school get cut in half. But his mom comes running down the hallway and she sits outside the door and she says, "Clark, what's wrong?" And Clark responds, "The world's too big, Mom." Martha Kent says, "Then make it small. Focus on my voice. Pretend it's an island out in the ocean. Can you see it?" Clark goes, "I can see it." Martha responds, "Then swim towards it, honey." Over the last 3 years, this exact exchange has pretty much been my prayer life. Every time I step outside or I turn on the TV or I look at social media, I get hit with an overload of pandemics, social strife, literal wars now. And I feel like I constantly have to run to God and say, "The world's too big. It's too much. There's too much going on." I know a lot of us feel like the meme of that dog in the house that's on fire, that's just trying to create content or take care of our families or live the life that God has called us to live. And every day we're just like, "This is fine. This is fine. I can deal with this." But when we cry out to God like this, "The world is too big," I believe that God's answer is pretty similar to Martha's here. Focus on my voice. Put your eyes on me. It reminds me of the disciples in Matthew 13 when they're in the boat out on the lake and a strong wind hits and a storm hits and they start freaking out. They all say, "We're gonna die." They look out on the water and they see someone walking on the water. And even though they've been walking with someone who does miracles for a good amount of time, they see a man walking on water and they say, "It's a ghost." But Peter looks out and he sees that man and he knows it's Jesus. And what does he do amidst all the chaos? He fixes his eyes on Christ, steps out of the boat, and literally walks above the waves with the storm underneath him. But the second his eyes leave Jesus and focus on the storm and everything that's going on around him, he begins to sink. Colossians 3 verse 1 and 2 tells us, "Set your heart and minds on the things above." Philippians 4 verse 6 says, "Do not worry about anything." I'm going to repeat that. Do not worry about anything. In every situation, with prayer and thanksgiving, present your request to God. And the peace of God. You're like, "That doesn't make sense. How am I going to find peace in the midst of everything?" And it continues. It says, "The peace of God, which transcends all understanding." Doesn't have to make sense. "Will guard your hearts and mind in Christ Jesus. Finally, whatever is true, whatever is noble, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is admirable, if anything is excellent or praiseworthy," which God is, "think about these such things." If you find yourself overwhelmed this week, I want to encourage you that it's okay to lock yourself in your prayer closet or a supply closet, I guess, for a little while and just focus on His voice. Make the world small and reset your brain, reset your mind. Stop giving so much real estate in your thoughts to everything chaotic that's going on, and fix it back on Jesus and rise out of the waves. That's all the time that I have for you today. If you want to hear more nerdy devos every weekday, hit that subscribe button wherever you listen to podcasts. You can also come hang out with us on our Facebook group, The Nerd of God Squad. This has been Ross for the Daily Nerd Devo. Until next time, I hope you have a blast today and that you glorify God while doing it. I'll see you next time.